Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
Angel blessings to everyone. Our show today is called Saved by the Power of Angels, and our guest is Isabel von Falwa. Isabel was brought back from the brink of death by an amazing encounter with Archangel Raphael. Given only a few weeks to live, Isabel's last hope was to turn to God and his angels. And he responded by sending Archangel Raphael to her, who appeared to her in full physical form. Archangel Raphael transformed her through his healing and set her on her new path to transform others through her teaching and her new book, The Power of Your Angels. And Isabel is now teaching all over the world. She transforms their lives with the power of angels. And she's here to share her transformative experience, what she learned, and how she can help you do the same to heal, find your path, and realize your life's dreams. So let me tell you a little bit about Isabel's background before we bring her on. Isabel travels and writes all over the world and gives presentations and workshops. And she's written several books that have been in German and Italian, and they are in those countries are bestsellers. She's recorded over 50 meditations and developed the Angel Life Coach Training, Isis Angel Healing, and Madeline Healing. And she's had her own radio show, so she's no stranger to radio. And she's been featured in many magazines and appeared on several DVDs, in spiritual movies, and on German television. Following the wishes of her angels, she dedicates time to new media and regularly publishes channeled messages on her fan page on Facebook. And with her spiritual work and as a pianist alike, Isabel would like to open hearts, people's hearts, and help lead them to a fulfilled life. Welcome, Isabel. I'm so excited you're here.
Hello, Lisa. I'm so happy to be with you again. It's wonderful.
Yeah, me too. Oh, gosh. And every time you're here, the angels are just so busy. And I love the feeling. I feel energy. I don't always see it, but I know you do. I know that you actually saw Archangel Raphael. Do you want to tell us a little bit about you, what happened to you and how Yes. you came to all this work?
Yes, of course, I would love to. So it was like, in the meantime, it's 15 years ago when I was diagnosed with severe leukemia, and the doctors just gave me 3 days to 3 weeks to live. And in the same week, I had lost my house and my partner and my scholarship in California, and everything just was gone, and I was totally devastated, and I didn't even want to live anymore. But some little blessings happened, and so a beautiful doctor appeared who was a really good-looking man then.
A real doctor, though. This is not an angel.
No, a real doctor, but okay. He was a human angel for me, you know. And so he appeared and he said to me, you know what, you need to fight, you need to live, because you're such a beautiful, such a talented, such a gorgeous woman. And if you die, my heart breaks. And he knew me just one day, you know, and he had tears in his eyes and was
really,
he was really a handsome man. And in this moment, because I had been left just a few days before by my partner, I thought, oh my God, if out there are men like this guy, I want to live, you know. So all of a sudden I had this feeling of wanting to be
Earth angel. Alive.
Yes, exactly. He was my earth angel. And still I was, of course, in big, big danger. And I had to...
That's terrible. Were you sick for a long time, or did it happen to you all at once?
No, it was very, very strange. You know, I had been in California, and I should have been even longer in California. I just went home after 2.5 months or so, because my 30th birthday would be, and I wanted to be with my family and friends, mm-hmm. because there I was just playing the piano. And I already had felt bad for quite some time, and I had been to checkups regularly, but they always thought, oh, it's mononucleosis, it's nothing really severe. So, but I felt very, very weak. And then when I was back, just after celebrating my birthday, mm-hmm. I was jogging every morning. And during jogging, I fell unconscious.
Oh my God. So you were dragging around and being very weak and then you just passed out?
Exactly. I passed out, but imagine where I passed out. I was on a street where the cars were driving really very, very fast. And I was still jogging on that street and I was thinking.
You were jogging and you passed out?
Yeah. Wait. I was jogging and then I saw not far from me like a cross with Jesus Christ. And I thought, I was in such a difficult relationship that time. And I thought, maybe I should try to pray. And so I thought I want to jog there, but there was still, I don't know, maybe half a kilometer between me and the cross. And I don't remember, believe me, until today, I don't remember how I came from the street to the cross. Just what I remember is
really?
That I was, it's like a cut in a film, in a movie, you know. Yeah. And I found myself lying underneath the cross in the wet grass. And I knew in that moment, I'm severely ill, but Jesus Christ is kind of watching above me. Yeah. Otherwise, I would not lie there.
No.
I don't know how I came from the street to the cross. I have no clue, but I know they saved my life. Because if I had fainted
fallen
on
the
street.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And that was half a kilometer. That's quite far.
That's quite far. Yes. You know, I could see it in the distance, but I was still far away. And so this was already kind of a miracle. And that was how it started. But the problem was, even then, I called an emergency doctor, but he said, oh my God, you look so great, because I just had come home from California. And so I was 10. He said, oh, you know, you were jogging without eating in the morning. So this is nothing serious, you know?
But I knew
better.
The emergency room does that.
Exactly.
You're fine. Go home.
Yeah. But I was sure this is not true. I trusted my intuition. And so I visited several doctors, but they didn't find it. And I knew something is completely wrong. And the reason why they didn't find the leukemia was because I had a very rare form of leukemia, which normally only appears in South America. So they found it only when they did the puncture of the bone marrow, you know.
Wow. Oh boy, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. And leukemia is a blood disease, right?
Exactly. And this was the reason.
Cancer of the blood.
Exactly. It's blood cancer. And the reason why I had only then 3 days to 3 weeks to live was because nobody found it. You know, I was already ill for quite some time.
Yeah,
and because of the very rare kind of appearance, because normally, you know, the white blood cells go up. And my disappeared. So no one thought about leukemia.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so then what happened?
Yeah. And then this doctor was really like my angel in hospital.
Your earth angel, yes.
He told you to
hang in there.
Exactly. But then I had to do like chemotherapy. And it was tough. 9 months in hospital and 3 months of them. No one was allowed to touch my hand. Everyone came in with masks and gloves. And you have no idea. It was really horrible. But on the other side, I didn't know so much about angels like today, but I prayed to God and I asked, when I was panicking the first night, I really asked, please, can someone show me I'm not alone? And everyone left my room. My parents left, the doctors left, the nurses left. No one was left. And I was really, really very, very fearful. And all of a sudden, I felt a presence so strong. And I knew I was not alone. And at that moment, I couldn't see it. I just could feel it. And only 4 years later, because it was a struggle between life and death for 4 years, only 4 years later, I found out who was this. It was not Raphael.
Oh,
it was another angel. No. But 4 years later, I decided I want no chemo anymore. I want no healer anymore, because you can imagine I tried everything I got to hear about to become healthy again. And after 4 years, I really became pessimistic. I'm not a pessimistic person, but in that moment, after 4 years, I became depressed. I couldn't move anymore. For 4 years, I had fever. Oh. It didn't disappear. It was crazy. But I thought okay, there is God and there are the angels. I knew they would exist. So I said, okay, I cannot walk anymore. I cannot do anything but lying in bed. So why not pray and meditate the entire day long? You know, I just thought, it's the only thing I is left. I don't want to see any human person anymore. It was really like that. But I decided to really completely surrender in the hands of God. And I, through a coincidence, which was of course no coincidence, I got a book of Doreen Virtue. Uh-huh. And when I read this, I knew I could talk to angels too. I just knew it. And so I did some of her exercises. And 2 months later, I was meditating every day a lot. 2 months later, it was in June 2004. I remember like today, I was meditating. I had my eyes closed. And it was like really the complete pressure of the air changed. So I opened my eyes because it was so something. I knew something was happening. And I opened my eyes and there was standing the most beautiful angel up to the ceiling with magnificent wings surrounded by emerald green light. And he was saying, finally, you can see me. Finally, you can hear me. I am Archangel Raphael. And so you can become healed. And I was just crying out of joy, you know. It was so touching.
And what did he say to you?
He was saying this, what I just said. And then he was saying, you know what, from now on, we can talk every single day. I will not leave you. I'm so happy that finally you are open enough to really see and hear me. So I really can give you the suggestions you need to heal. And it was amazing because he gave me a website where I found a Californian doctor who had created very special supplements. And
so he guided you through all your healing, all these different steps.
Exactly.
Well, that's amazing. I want to hear about the different steps and what he did.
Yeah, so he was talking about a lot. You know, one thing was he really told me how to meditate, what I had to do every single day.
Well, so why don't you hold that? Because we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, let's go through what he did to get you back here and,
and
be happy and healthy.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. And we're on Facebook if you want to type in a question over there. We are at facebook.com/Between Heaven and Earth. And that is the official Facebook page for our radio show. So just go over there and type a question in. And if you have a question for Isabel about angels or her work or whatever, healing, we'd be happy to answer it. So that's facebook.com/betweenheavenandearth. And so, Isabel, you were telling us about, there's so much to talk about, but we're enraptured in this wonderful story about how you had an encounter with Archangel Raphael, and he was guiding you after being deathly ill with leukemia, only given a very, very short time to live. And so what were some of the things that he actually told you to do?
Yeah, so he really would have an eye on my sleep. So he really told me exactly at what time I had to be in bed. And at that time, it was really I had to be in bed before midnight because of my organs, because it's
you
special
stayed up
time.
After midnight?
Yeah. Normally, I'm a night person as a musician,
okay.
You know. I was always practicing in the night when the people were sleeping because this was the most silent time. There were no thoughts flying around. So it was the most inspiring time.
Okay, so he told you to go to bed. Now, was he telling you, did it just come to you or did you ask for him to like, what should I do now? Or
yeah, it was both, you know. Sometimes he was just like standing next to me, talking to me. And sometimes I had to ask him, you know.
Really?
He really asked me what you shall eat this day. And he, at that time, he really wanted me to eat a very clean diet. So
you saw him though, but he was, you know, a lot of us connect to our angels, but it's sort of inside our mind.
Yes.
And there are
some of us who
actually see him.
Yes, I saw him really with open eyes, with my physical eyes.
And
I saw him,
and he would come visit you and you could see him then? Or
exactly. I didn't see him always like the very first time. This was the strongest impression because I really saw his eyes, his face, his hair. Yes, it was so powerful. But then I saw the light, the emerald green light appearing in a beautiful form, or I felt just this energy. And as a musician, maybe my listening is even stronger than my seeing. So I would hear him even more than see him, you know?
Yes, I could see that. Those things that we're tuned into, right? That
exactly.
I'm a musician too, so I hear
exactly.
things.
Exactly. So this was like he was really not walking away from my side anymore. He was there 24 hours, 7 days per week. Mm. And he gave me really advice to everything, for everything. So what I would eat, what I had to, how much I had to sleep, what books I should read. It was like he was my personal guide, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how long did it take you after that to be healed?
It was really funny because, as I told you, I had 4 years fever and I had no energy anymore. You can imagine every person after 2 weeks fever feels already bad. Can you imagine 4 years fever?
No,
this is incredible. You have no energy left. So it was the greatest miracle was when he taught me about this website and I found this doctor and he told me exactly what to take from the supplements. And 4 weeks later, I had no fever anymore. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first miracle.
Oh my gosh. So is that validation or what? No, I'm not crazy because it's working.
Exactly. And so it went on. And I think 2 months after the encounter, I mean, you must imagine I was still a musician. I wanted to go on playing concert and this was my big thing. And then he told me, you know what? In 6 months, you're going to open a practice in Munich. And I said, what am I going to do? Yes, you will work with clients, will give people hope and you will treat them and you will help them heal with the angels. And I said, you are absolutely crazy. I'm a concert pianist. I cannot do that. And he said, yes, you will do that.
Yeah.
And then he told me what kind of education I should take. So I learned a technique which is called EMF balancing technique, another technique which is called pranic healing, another technique which was called magnified healing, because at that time I was not fit enough to take a plane and to travel to see Doreen Virtue for a class with her, you know. So they told me before you start and not to be like kind of a witch, you should have some education and some certificates that people know you know what you're doing.
So so he guided you for all these.
Exactly. I still thought he was crazy that 6 months later I would open my studio and help people in one, you know. Mm-hmm. But truly 6 months later I opened my a studio here in Munich. And from the first day on, I had clients.
Wow, that's absolutely. Now, do you think that that you're special and that you are, you know, only people like you get to connect with angels in that way and get that guidance, or do the angels come to all of us? We just can't maybe hear them.
I'm totally sure that the angels come to everyone. The point is what I realized in the last, let's say I started teaching about angels in 2006. So it's now 9 years, or it's my 10th yes. year teaching people, and I have taught thousands of people in the meantime. I have, in the wow. meantime, more than 500 coaches who work with my tools. So I really work with thousands of people in the meantime. And,
wow. And
have incredible results with people who
What is it exactly that you teach them to do?
Oh, I can't say it.
Yeah, I know it's a lot. So,
it's a lot.
Do you teach them how to connect to angels?
Yes, exactly. In the first module of the training, the so-called angel life coach training, we work to connect with the angels, to open the third eye, but it's not just to become clairvoyant, but to train mm-hmm. the intuition. But we work also a lot with tapping, and mm-hmm. and the second module we work on a thing I created, which is called the shadow process, and we work with an angel which is not very known, because maybe this angel just appeared to me some years ago. It's Angel Lavinia, and it's a very special mm-hmm. process, which helps people to let go of shadows.
So, are they able to connect to their angels when they work? Have you found anybody who couldn't do it?
Not really.
Really?
No, if people wow. really, I mean, because you know, my training is quite intense. So, if you spend 5 days with me and the angels from morning at 10 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the evening, 5 days.
Well, that is intense.
Yeah, this is intense, and people leave differently than they come.
So I have a question for you, because I've been, I've been through a lot of training myself.
Yes.
Like you, and I was trained by Doreen as well, which is just an absolutely amazing, wonderful thing, which was one of the first things I did. So, coming from that experience for myself and watching others, and people always say this, you know, once they leave the workshop, then they sort of feel like it's not as intense, and they lose sort of touch. So what's your suggestion for people who have been your students and now go off on their own and now they go home? What should they do to stay in touch?
They should do their rituals. You know, they learn, I don't know how many rituals in mm-hmm. my trainings. And of course, they don't need to do all of them, but they should do something every single day. And to be honest, the reason why a lot of people lose it again is because they are not present in the now.
I love that. Present. They're not present in the now.
Yeah, because what I realize with most of the people I meet, not only in my trainings or workshops or lectures or conferences, is that people are so attached to their past or to the future that they are not present in the here and now. And very often if I look at auras, especially in my workshops or trainings, I can see a lot of kind of messages hanging in the aura of angels, which had been put there for the people to realize them, to feel them, to see them.
Right, and to fix
but
it.
But they don't realize them because they are so fearful or so unhappy.
Right.
They're dealing with their past.
And,
exactly.
You know, we have about 3 minutes, and I wanted to go into that.
Yes.
Because they're not present in the now, and they're too involved in their past or future. Now, future, I think, is kind of easy for people to think about because they're always worrying about what if.
Exactly.
But past, I think, is really, really important because, and I've sort of found it with myself that, I'm a lot older now, and I'll give you a hint because I'll tell you how old my parents are. My mother is going to be 88. My dad is 95, and she takes care of him. And now she takes care of him because he has dementia, and she's been taking care of him more, obviously as a child. And so a lot of what she does, the way she does it, reminded me of what she did with me, and that brought up a lot of memories, you know, and there, you know, we all have the good and the not so good. And I think the key thing was it made me realize there was a lot of things I forgot.
Yeah.
And things that I didn't want to remember.
Yes.
So how would you, what and I know it's probably a whole big workshop, but what are some of the key things that people could do just, you know, in their everyday listening to the show and, you know, that could get them started on dealing with
a very, very, very important thing is, and believe me, I did it during the leukemia story, is to write down your past. The past you are not still in total peace with. To really write it down like it is. Don't put it in nicer words, just write it down how you still feel, because in the moment you are writing it down, it is like flowing out of your body. But don't do it alone. Do it with the help of Archangel Jeremiah, because he will help you to let it go in a smooth way, and you really write. It might take days, it might take weeks, it might take months, but you will feel the relieving energy which comes with it.
And you're writing a story? Are you like, is it sort of like you're telling somebody about what happened in the past, but you're just writing it instead?
I prefer writing because...
Right, but you tell it. I mean, I'm just thinking, what do you write about?
You whatever comes on your mind from your past,
but really?
You know, you can do it in a chronological way from your childhood until now, and just really write down what is still bothering you. And when you then have written it down, you will see a red thread which is going through all the events of your life, and you can realize what thing you didn't manage yet. And the really important thing is to have Jeremiah with you, because he is such a subtle, such a soft, such a sweet angel. He helps you to look at your own story with loving, kind.
Can you just ask him to be with you?
Exactly. Before you start writing, you ask him to surround you with this beautiful transparent violet light. You breathe it in and ask him to stay with you as long as you're writing.
Well, why don't we do that? I'm going to do that very quickly. I'm going to ask that Archangel Jeremiah. Is that his name? That Jeremiah be with everybody who's listening on this radio
show. I've
typed the name,
so maybe you want to spell it, Jeremiah.
Jeremiel, and he's going to be with you. And we're going to go to break right now.
Okay.
But when we come back, we're going to talk more to Isabel von Falwa about how angels can help you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the inner potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And we are here talking to Isabel von Fallois about angels and the power of them and how they can save your life or help you. And that is actually one of the ways you can connect to your angels is through your inner guidance and through your intuition. And I'm going to go to some announcements here, and then we're going to come back and talk to Isabel. So, Isabel, let's talk about where people can find you on your website. Let me read it out here. Isabel's website is isabelvonfallois.com, and I'll have to spell it all for you. It's Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L-L-E, Von, V-O-N, Fallois, F-A-L-L-O-I-S.com. And you can find her there, and also at angellifecoachtraining.com. So those are the two websites where they can find out about Isabel, right? Right, Isabel? They can find out about your courses there?
Exactly, exactly. And of course, on my Facebook pages, the best is to go on my fan page. They both have the same name, but the fan page, there's the one written with minuscule letters, because my friend page is mostly full with 5,000 friends.
Okay, so how do they find you on Facebook? If we go to Facebook,
it's just Isabel von Fallois.
Okay, so you just search
like this, but you have to put the V of Von in minuscule letters.
Oh, you then you have to make them little letters. Is what you're saying.
Little letters, exactly.
So it's Isabel and then Von with not capital letters, little letters.
Exactly,
then
little letters.
F A L L O I S.
Exactly. So. And there I really post every single day a channeled message which holds the quality for the day, because I really connect with the moon sign of that day, with the planet of that day. So it's really channeled for that day. It's not a message I just search for, it's a message connected for the people to know which energy is on that day, which angel is very helpful on that day. And also there you can find what I'm doing, what workshops, what seminars, what radio shows I'm doing. And yes, this is the best place to be connected with me regularly.
Okay, I'm posting on Facebook. Check out Isabel von Fallois on Facebook here. Type in her name as I spelled it here. And I'm going to.
Thank you.
So we got you out there. Isabel is out there on Facebook. So you've got a great following out there. I think it's really awesome.
Yes.
And also, you have your book, The Power of Your Angels.
Exactly. And this is a 28-day program. And it's exactly what we were talking about. It's also about changing your story. So we're really in 28 days, or if you need longer, of course, you can take a longer time. You really look at your past first, really to see, where do I have to forgive something? Where do I need to heal something? Is there something missing for my inner child? Do I still have problems with people in my past that do
yeah,
so.
And I think that's important. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just thinking about how I never really thought the past was important, but I realize now that your past makes who you are.
No, wait, stop. Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. You think it is.
You think it does, yes.
Yeah, yes, I really have to interrupt here because...
No, that's good. I want you to do that.
I'm very, very sorry, but I explain you now.
Yeah.
If I would my past let be my true story, then I would tell you this. I had the most terrible past. You know, already as a child, 1 year, I was so ill. I couldn't be at school. I had leukemia. I lost everything. You know, I would be a bitter person.
Yes.
The question is how you deal with your past. Mm-hmm. And the past is not who you are. You are not your story. And
yes.
And I wanted to add something, because all of us, we told stories about our past, right?
It's and a story, right?
Yes, it's a story, exactly. But when we are honest, we must admit that not two times we told the same story. We used different words. So with every time we tell the story, that the story or the energy of the story is already changing. And what I found out for myself, and this is what I really, really, really want to share with you, is to make the big shift from the old story to a new story.
Oh, that's great. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's do that after. Let me finish the announcements, because I wanted to get back to that, and we can we're going to get really into that. And we'll probably end up using the rest of the show to go into it, because I'm interested in it. So the book is The Power of Your Angels. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And there are important meditations that go with it. Those are MP3 meditations. And Isabel, tell us where we can get those meditations along with the book.
Yes, you can get them on a website, which I also type you in, because otherwise I cannot spell it so well. But there you can find them. Because I recorded them in English too, because it's very important to do the course or the 28-day program with the writing, the active part, and also the listening.
These meditations, were they channeled? Or
they were channeled. It's the same text like is in the book, you know? It's the same text.
The books from the angels.
Book.
Awesome. Okay, so let me tell them the website. It's Falwa, F-A, and I say it the French way, so I'm sorry.
That's right. It's French.
It's FALLOIS.MOMANDA. So Falwa.momanda.com.
Exactly. And there you have to scroll downwards and then click on the 28-day course to download. And it's 4 hours meditation for 20 euros.
Nice.
So it's really affordable, because I thought, you know, in German I could do the CDs, but of course this would not be easy for people. And so we decided.
They can just download and they can get everybody all around the world, because we have people listening all over the world.
Exactly. No, this is the same idea, you know, through the program. It's the same idea like what we were talking about, is to really change the story, because as long as we say, this is my story, we possess the story.
We want to change that story.
Exactly.
Well, great. So we're going to go back to that. Let me move on here. I just wanted to do an announcement about my course that's coming up, Developing Your Intuition Level 1. I have the in-person class that's coming up November 7th and 8th. So that's, that's a whole weekend. And we go through developing your intuition from scratch, which is what I had to do from not being intuitive or having the once in a while intuition things happen, to really getting into making your intuition happen when you want, on what you want, and get detailed information. So it's an intensive intuitive development workshop, and we're going to do that here in New York, Tarrytown, New York. And I only teach this pretty much once a year in person, but it's a great course. I've had quite a few people go through it, and by the end of the weekend, they're able to get intuitive messages about other people, about themselves, and they get it consistently, and they can control their intuition with detail. And also we talk about energy, metaphysical energy, psychic energy, how to feel that, how to protect yourself, how to raise your energy, we talk a little bit about how to connect to angels. And also go through the science behind intuition. There is actually a lot of science which helps you understand how to get that intuitive message. So it's step by step. It's fully comprehensive, and you get it all basically in one weekend. And I really promise you that you're going to get it. You're going to understand it. It's not a lot of fluff, which is I had to get through the fluff to figure out how does this really work. And I figured it out. So it's not the, go into your heart center. It's really, what are the steps, the recipe? And we're going to go through really all the, what the common problems are and how to fix those, and all the different things you need to do to become exceedingly intuitive. And so that, again, is November 7th and 8th, and you can go to my website at lmk88.com and find out more about that and how to sign up. And then November 10th is my new book is coming out. It's called Grow Your Spiritual Business. So if you're already into doing spiritual work as a business, or you'd like to do it and you're following your heart and want to get out there and maybe do what you're being called to do, this book is the perfect way to start. It tells you from the very beginning all the basics that you need to know, and it was born out of people asking me, how did you get started? So if you want to, we're going to give a lot of gifts and goodies away if you sign up for our newsletter list at growyourspiritualbusiness.com. book.com. So it's growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com. So sign up there, and you're going to get a lot of freebies on how to get your business started. And the book is going to, and when you buy the book on November 10th, when it comes out, you're going to get even more. So stay tuned for that. And our sponsor today is Shelley Wilson. Shelley Wilson's mission is to assist others on their journey into consciousness while encouraging them to live an authentic life through awareness and empowerment. As an intuitive medium, Reiki master, and spiritual growth coach, she honors your free will and knows you are co-creating your reality with the universe. Shelley offers private readings, intuitive coaching, Reiki sessions, and teaches workshops, and her workshops are wonderful. So go visit Shelley over at her website, which is ShelleyRWilson.com. Shelley R. Wilson, WILSON.com, to learn more. Okay, let's get back to our discussion, Isabel. I know this is like so. Actually, we have about 1 minute. We're going to come back to Isabel after we come back from break. But Isabel, we're going to talk about our past and how important it is. I know that this is something that's good for me. I want to go through it with you because I'm starting to realize now if you spend decades, you know, of living your life, I think once you get through your 20s and your 30s and maybe even your 40s, you start thinking about, oh, middle age, thinking about where am I going? What did I do? And how did I get here? And, you know, I think even going back to your childhood, I'm starting to see how my attitudes are still there. I think what happened for me is that I didn't want to think about those things. I didn't want to think about my past, my childhood, and some of the things that were, you know, we all go through, I think, unpleasantness in our childhood, and those things shape us. So we've gone through this whole section here and we're ready for another break. So when we come back, let's talk about, you know, step by step, take us through, you know, something for us.
Yes,
when we come back.
I really want to,
I want to do that too. I'm really excited. Okay. Yes. We're going to go break. We'll come right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Kay. You're listening to Between Heaven and Earth, and we're talking to Isabel von Fallois about angels and how they can help us change our lives, and specifically about looking at how we become who we are and how we can change that from looking at our past. So tell us, Isabel, what do we need to do?
You know, during fighting for my life for 4 years, all the fears a human being can have came up, you can imagine. I thought, I will die. I thought I will never find a man anymore. I'm ugly because I lost my hair, all this stuff. So everything you can imagine. I will never earn money again. I will never play the piano well again. You know, all this crazy stuff came up. So I really, really had to look into the past. And what I found out through the work with the angels and through really, really, really working through every single fear was that whatever happens to us between being a baby and 10 years old is the stuff we are still reacting to now. So every theme, or if you want to call it a problem, but for a theme, because it has more the energy of solution. Every theme we have and we need to find a solution for has its origin in our childhood between 1 to 10 years, because everything happened there. For instance, you got told by your parents, you're not smart enough, you're not fast enough, you're not whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So it's deep in our subconscious mind. So today, if someone says it, what we do is reacting to a childhood experience, not to the reaction now, to the action now. And we react sometimes even more than the situation really allows to do it, because we still didn't deal with the past wounds. And that's the reason why I really suggest people to write down all the, let's say, bad stuff.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
How do you remember? Because I'm thinking maybe, you know, we don't remember everything.
We don't need to remember everything. And also writing down what we remember doesn't mean that we need to dig again and go into the pain. Mm. This is not the reason what the angels want us. The angels want us to see where we still have to work on. They don't want us to have more pain. And there's something I really need to share, which is what the angels told me. And that I also saw then later when I saw the movie The Shift by Wayne Dyer. He says the same as the last sentence of his movie, that we are still not in peace with our past is not because of what happened to us, but because we still think about it, because it happened really long time ago. So it's really past, but with our thoughts, we bring it back into the here and now. And it's our thoughts which create the pain, not the event. So what he says in the movie as the last sentence, what the angels told me before, so it I was so happy when I saw now the film again, the movie again, is that our change, our new story is just one thought away, but we can only write a new story if we let go the old one. And that's so really so liberating to write it down. And then to write again the new story. You know, I could say what I said to you before. I was so ill as a child. I was not at school for 1 year, blah, 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 blah. And I do it now in a new way. I was not at school for 1 year. I had a lot of pain. But in that time, I was able to take a lot of time to read very empowering books. In that time, I got to see the world with different eyes. I had a near-death experience with 8 already. This helped me to find the closeness of the veil again, you know? So it's always a question how we perceive the past.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about, rewriting.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. First, you write it down the way with the pain, how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. And you really keep the angels with you, especially Jeremiah and also Raphael for the healing and Raziel to let go of the trauma. And then you look, oh, what do I have to do? Do I have to forgive? Do I still have to forgive someone? And you really work with Archangel Zadkiel on forgiving. And then when you feel ready, when you feel you really made a change and you are not your story, because you are a divine angelic being, you're a divine spark, a daughter, a son of God. Nothing is wrong with you. You just have to remember the real truth. And when you are at that point and you write down the new story with all the beautiful lessons you learned through the past pain, with all the insights you became, then you change in the now your past, you change the resonance of your past, you change the resonance of your now, and so you create a totally different and miraculous future. And that's what I did, you know, so that's why my life is thriving today.
Wow. So help us through some examples of where you might change how you looked at certain things? I know you ran through a few of them, but those yes. were good.
You know, the point is, for instance, before the leukemia, I got a very, very tough lesson of forgiveness, because my dearest aunt, who was like one of my best friends, was murdered.
Mm.
Oh, and we were like months, we were getting anonymous calls that, and I knew they were observing my flat. We got threatenings that we would be next to die. You have no idea.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. So it could be, I could only write another novel about this. But this was really a shocking experience, but it was the best way to learn about forgiveness. Because whatever I do, it's me who stays in the prison if I don't forgive, not the other people.
Oh, that's key. I love that, right?
You know?
You punish yourself, and you're not really punishing them.
Exactly. And the reason, you know, and at a certain time I told my father, please stop, because we got threatenings. If he goes on investigating, he will be the next to be killed. Mm. And they were manipulating our car that we would have an accident. You have no idea. It was like really crazy. And at a certain point, I realized that my aunt had told me when I was a little girl, I was 19 when she died, but when I was 10 or something like that, she had told me, Isabel, look at the lines of my hand. She could read them. And she told me, you see there, I won't become much older than 50 or so. And as it looks on my hand, I probably won't die a natural death. So I said, finally, I realized, oh my God, this was a higher plan. And then I really started the forgiveness process, because I realized nothing will make her alive again. And I will stay in the prison forever if I don't forgive the people who killed her. Mm. And then, it comes even more profound, the lesson. 2 years ago, when I got a deep call by Mary Magdalene to go to her cave in the south of France, mm-hmm. I was there for hours for deep, deep healing. But the most important message for all of you now here is that all of a sudden also Jesus Christ appeared, and next to him, my beloved aunt. And then Jesus Christ told me, you know what? You remember, your aunt was born in 1937. But already before she was incarnated, she decided to become killed for you to learn forgiveness and then be able to teach thousands of people forgiveness.
Wow. Was it hard for you to forgive?
It lasted some years, and today I can forgive within seconds.
Really?
I don't need one day to forgive someone.
So what did you do to get through that? Did you have to...
Today it's easy, because today I see much
more. But back then, in the beginning, where we are at, how
exactly.
would I forgive?
Yes, the point is to realize you don't need to forgive the action a person did to you, mm-hmm. and you don't need to say this action was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The action can be definitely not okay. It's not okay to murder someone. It's not okay to beat someone up. All of this to rape someone. This is not okay. But to realize that you are miserable, and maybe the other person has already forgotten, doesn't even think a single thought about you anymore. So you are the person who is in prison, not the other person.
Wow.
So the forgiving is not for the other person. The forgiving is for you to set yourself free.
Free from the past.
Exactly.
Story.
Exactly. And this was what I found out, you know, because I remembered that my aunt had told me she would not die a natural death. And then I thought, And she knew her plan somehow. And so I realized, if I go on being sad, if I go on hating what had happened, I will never live my life.
Wow.
And I knew my whole family was very, let's say, a family who had a deep faith in God. And so I was kind of sure, not like today where I know much more, but I was kind of sure there's nothing happening as a coincidence.
No.
Everything has a sense. And so I thought, I'm sure my aunt wants me to go on and to live a happy life. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened when I finally was able to talk to angels again in 2004, and I had a big, big healing of my organs and knees at the Baie des Anges, which is called the Beach of the Angels in south of France. And I was then getting into a plane, and it was a Lufthansa plane. So normally on the security belts, there's nothing written on the silvery belt, you know, but on my one was written her name, engraved her name.
That's a big sign. That's amazing. Oh, you've got so much beautiful stories, and you know, this is going to help so many people. And we're actually at the end of our show.
It's so crazy. The time is always flying.
It flies by. You have to come back because I have half the stuff we didn't even get to that I wanted to talk about.
I'll come back.
Oh, please come back. And the angels, I know I can feel the angel energy around you. Marguerite says hello. She was posting on Facebook. So hi back. And she says, say hello to Isabel.
Oh, hello.
She says, you're a blessing.
You're a blessing.
So thank you so much. And, you know, please come back. Thank you for being here.
I come for sure. And I really want to send to everyone lots and lots of angel blessings. And they are always with you. You are never alone.
You're never alone. I feel it. So I'm Lisa Kay. You've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. So tune in next time right here on Om Times Radio. We'll be back next week with more for you to help you in your life. Angel blessings to everyone.